Okay, let's get into this deep dive. I came across something pretty staggering in this research report we're looking at. Did you know, this is according to the report, over 95% of adults involved with the justice system have experienced at least one traumatic event?
Yeah, that number is, it's incredibly high, far beyond what you see in the general population.
Right, vastly higher.
And what's really crucial here, right from the start, is how the report connects that that high prevalence of trauma directly to why individuals end up in the criminal justice system.
Ah, so it's not just incidental.
No, definitely not incidental. It suggests it's a significant factor, you know, complicating any kind of rehabilitation efforts later on.
That connection is powerful.
Yeah.
So our mission, really, for this deep dive is to quickly unpack the key insights from this specific report. It's focused on trauma-informed group therapy, TIGT, for these adults.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand, you know, why trauma is so common in this group, how the actual justice system environment might play a role.
Which is a huge point.
Exactly. And then how this TIGT approach seems to be, well, actually working, showing real promise.
Okay, so let's look at those numbers again, because they really paint a picture.
Yeah, definitely.
The report highlights, for women offenders, it's nearly universal. 98% have trauma histories. 98%.
Wow.
And then for the overall population they studied, 75%, three quarters, had four or more adverse childhood experiences. ACEs.
Four or more ACEs.
Yes. And the research is really clear on this. A high ACE score strongly correlates with a higher risk of ending up involved with the justice system later in life. So trauma isn't some side issue here.
No, it sounds foundational, like deeply embedded in their histories.
Exactly.
And you mentioned the system environment itself. The report gets into something quite concerning there, doesn't it? How just being incarcerated can be re-traumatizing.
Precisely. Yeah, that's a critical finding. The report points out that these environments, you know, they're built for security.
Yep.
So you have procedures like pat-downs, sometimes isolation, constant surveillance, just the basic loss of personal control.
Mm-hmm. Things you might not even think about.
Right. But for someone who already carries trauma, these everyday things can unintentionally mimic or trigger elements of their past traumatic experiences.
Oh, wow.
So instead of a place for healing, it can actually make existing symptoms worse. It makes recovery incredibly challenging.
So if the setting itself can be part of the problem, how does something like trauma-informed group therapy function within that setting? That's where TIGT comes in, right, as a key intervention.
Exactly. It steps in to consciously counteract those potential harms. It focuses on building safety first. Mm. And the group format itself is really powerful here.
Why the group format specifically?
Well, it leverages peer support. Right. And that's absolutely vital for people who have often felt really isolated or maybe experienced betrayal. It creates the structured, safer space where connection and, you know, shared understanding can actually happen.
Okay, that makes sense. And the report talks about the core principles adapted for this specific context, right?
Yeah.
It's about actively building safety, trustworthiness,
collaboration, peer support, empowerment, all things that might feel lost in that environment.
Right. Empowering people who've felt powerless. They mentioned specific models too, like seeking safety.
Yes, seeking safety is a big one they highlight. It's an evidence-based model designed specifically to handle both trauma and common co-occurring issues, like substance use, which you see a lot.
Ah, so it tackles both together.
Yeah, it's a phased approach. You start by building stability, that foundational safety, before delving deeper.
And the impact. The report highlights actual results, not just theory.
Oh, absolutely. The outcomes are measurable and significant. We're talking reductions in PTSD symptoms, anxiety, depression.
So core mental health improvements.
Definitely. Plus, better outcomes related to substance use, and really importantly within the institutions, fewer disciplinary issues.
Fewer disciplinary issues.
Mm-hmm.
That suggests a positive shift in the day-to-day environment, too.
It does. But the really big one, especially for public safety, which the report emphasizes, is the impact on recidivism.
Ah, right. Reoffending.
Exactly. The report cites research showing a pretty striking real-world effect. People who received trauma-informed care had 19% lower odds of being arrested again or ending up back in custody compared to those who didn't.
19% lower odds. That's significant.
It's very significant. It shows that addressing the underlying trauma isn't just about helping the individual heal. It directly benefits community safety, too.
Okay, so TIGT clearly works and has these major impacts. But, you know, the report must also mention challenges, right? It can't be easy to just roll this out everywhere.
No, definitely not. And it acknowledges that. No. The main takeaway on challenges is that this isn't just about adding one more program.
It's bigger than that.
Much bigger. The report really stresses the need for a fundamental shift, a change in staff mindset, the overall culture across the whole justice system.
A systemic change.
Yes. Training for all personnel, not just the therapists, but corrections officers, administrators, everyone. It's about transforming the entire environment into one that understands trauma and responds appropriately rather than, you know, potentially making it worse.
Right. So if we kind of pull all these insights together, what's the main message? It feels like integrating TIGT and maybe this broader trauma-informed approach isn't just a nice-to-have clinical extra.
Not at all.
The report seems to frame it as essential. Essential for real rehabilitation and ultimately for public safety, because it gets at those deep roots of trauma.
That sums it up perfectly. And it leaves you with a pretty big thought, doesn't it? Consider this. If we know that understanding and treating trauma is this effective helping people heal, suffer less, and significantly cut their chances of reoffending, then what responsibility does the justice system itself have? Does it have a responsibility to fundamentally change, to become a more healing, less re-traumatizing environment? It really makes you rethink the whole purpose.